Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room Exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. Grafton Midview Public Library is holding a craft beer presentation on Friday, April 27th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join Leslie Basala McCafferty, owner of Cleveland Brew Bus and author of Cleveland Beer, History and Revival in the Rust Belt, for the second part of this series, which will cover the current national and local brewery boom. A beer tasting will follow the presentation. All beers are local to Cleveland and hand-selected by Leslie. The event is free for anyone 21 and over. To register, go to gmplibrary.org today or call 440-926-3317. Grafton Midview Public Library is located at 983 Main Street, Grafton, Ohio, 44044. As I reported in a previous minisode, our friends at Terrestrial Brewing Company are hosting the Pints for Turtles event on Thursday, April 26th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. $1 from every pint of I Love It When I Save the Turtles Porter will be donated to help spotted turtle conservation. A couple days later, Terrestrial Brewing Company will be celebrating their one-year anniversary on Saturday, April 28th. There will be barrel-aged turtle porter, barrel-aged starseed stout, porco painkiller gauge, and more on tap. Terrestrial is located at 7524 Father Frascati Drive, Cleveland, Ohio. Our friends at Railroad Brewing Company began canning their tasty tender blonde ale for carryout at their tap room located at 1010 Center Road in Avon, Ohio. If you are interested in having cans in your store, you can contact Dave Lengel at dave@railroadbrewingcompany.com. Congratulations to everyone at Railroad Brewing Company. Ignite Brewing Company in Barberton is undergoing a major expansion. The fresh-faced brewery is going from 1,500 square feet to roughly 5,000 square feet, as well as adding on a patio for outdoor seating. Look for Ignite to open in late summer 2018. You can follow their progress on their Facebook page at facebook.com/Ignite Brewing Company. Platform Beer Company, which was recently named one of the fastest-growing craft breweries in the nation, has just announced distribution for Indiana. Kegs will be hitting the market first, with six-packs following soon after. So anyone listening in Indiana, be sure to check out Platform Beers when they come to a bar or bottle shop near you. Speaking of Platform, they will be holding their weekly Not-for-Profit Tuesday on April 24th. This week, they will be teaming up with City Dogs Cleveland to help raise money. $1 of every Platform beer sold will go directly to their organization. City Dogs Cleveland is a program of the City of Cleveland's Division of Animal Care and Control and is supported by Friends of the Cleveland Kennel, their 501c3 nonprofit partner. City Dogs will be on site from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. with information on their mission, programs, homemade goodies crafted by the volunteers, a few raffle baskets, and possibly a few adoptable dogs. Get out there on Tuesday and support Platform Beer Company and City Dogs Cleveland. Platform is located at 4125 Lorraine Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Tomorrow, April 21st, Masthead Brewing Company will be doing a special edition can release for their new Fruit Blood Double Smoothie New England IPA. I was lucky enough to try a test can for this, and it is delicious. If you're interested in attending the release, I suggest getting there early as the brewery gets packed for these special releases. Masthead is located at 1261 Superior Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Masthead is also doing a tap takeover at Rosie's Winehouse in Lakewood on Friday, April 27th. The cost is $25. There will be 8 Masthead beers on tap, plus 10 wines under $20 to sample from. I've attended a couple of these tastings, and they're always a lot of fun, so get your tickets now. The Believeland Beer Fest will be held at the Huntington Convention Center in downtown Cleveland on Saturday, April 28th. They just announced yesterday that they have teamed with Brew Kettle, Cleveland Whiskey, and Black Barrel Coffee Company to brew a special edition beer that will only be available at the Believeland Beer Fest. The beer is called Dusk Till Dawn and is an export stout aged with South African coffee beans, then aged in bourbon barrels. Tickets can be purchased at BelievelandBeerFest.com. Head out to the convention center next Saturday, April 28th, and try some of the best beer Ohio has to offer. Tickets are $45 until 11:59 on April 27th and $50 at the door the day of the event. I hope to see you all there. Millersburg Brewing Company announced the canning of Lady Justice Lager. The lager is described as smooth on the palate with a slight refreshing fruity note with a clean malt taste. Be on the lookout for Lady Justice Lager hitting the shelves soon. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. You can check out my latest feature on Railroad Brewing Company's VIPA, a vanilla IPA, at thetaproomexclusive.com. Thank you all for listening, and as always, please drink responsibly.